A spokeswoman for Governor Hogan, Amelia Chasse, says the lawsuit has more to do with partisan politics than anything else. She maintains hateful and violent content will continue to be blocked on the governor's Facebook page. Attorney Lisa Zuckerman, representing the ACLU, disagrees.
This isn't about politics or which particular viewpoints are indeed expressed, because the governor has to follow the Constitution, which applies regardless of political party.
She says comments that led to blocks weren't hateful or violent, but they were opposing the governor on issues like the Muslim travel ban and Syrian refugees. One woman was eventually unblocked.
When she posted subsequently a comment about having to become unblocked, she was blocked again.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.